Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisapod. I am Joy Pandey. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisapod.
Welcome back to another Chisapod. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, then you should know what time it is. It's Friday, so we start off with some music news. Our South African jewel has been shutting down venues ever since she landed. I'm talking about Tyla herself, the Grammy Award winner, who was recently received by friends, family and fans at the Aura Tambo. That's where we saw her kind of give Zizi Gota, our minister, the snub. That's what we all thought. But she obviously set the record straight on the social media platform saying, no, the minister said I must just raise my Grammy up high. And that's exactly what I did. And she thanked her fans for support. That's not the only time where people came out in the numbers, though. Recently, people also at Mall of Africa, where we saw, I don't think any South African artist has done that in a while. I think there was like Brenda Fassie times. If not, okay, I guess people are comparing that to Casper. But the people came out in the numbers. You know how I think when it comes to Tyla's career, a lot of people have equated it to be her being an industry plant and the numbers being rigged. But I think the way people have been showing up for her physically, just there, it really shows that she does have a genuine, huge following. I think we can also just give her the credit. At this point, we must just stop. Yeah, she was just obviously signing the merch, the CDs and everything else. And yeah, the 2000s were there in the numbers, but I know there were also another number of other people there as well. She also had a listening party, or rather an album party, at Drama in Bramfontein as well. I had to skip that one because I'm just like, yo, hi, these parties, they don't end. But hey, listen, she's out here, she's in South Africa, and she's doing the most. And I really hope she gets to also collaborate with some of our biggest stars that we have. And I wonder who that might be. So I look forward to seeing who she decides to put on. But in some other music news, Thandisa Mazwai is also flying the SA flag high. This is after she appeared, she made her debut, rather, on the Tiny Desk concerts. This is the NPR YouTube platform. We all know that it's big. Renowned stars have been there, from the T-Pains, you name them. Big Sean was also recently there, and our very own King Ta was also there. She performed her biggest hits, and amongst the music that she performed, she also gave us a listen to her new single, because she's set to release an album soon. We did have a chat to her about that stint that she had on the Tiny Desk. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
Picking the songs for Tiny Desk was actually quite difficult because, you know, we have so much music. There's, you know, 30 years worth of music, and people were asking for Tati Skubu. So it was really, really difficult. But I think the songs that stood out the most were Nizalwa Ngobani, Abenguni, and Ingoma. So I really wanted to put those in the set because they seemed like, I mean, these are the fan favorites. But then we also wanted to add a song from my new album, Sangofa, which is coming out in May this year. We have a massive celebration for Sankofa on the 11th of May at Carnival City. So get your tickets at CompuTicket. Yeah, then we also added songs like Lahlumlenze and what else did we add? I can't remember. I haven't seen it in a while. But Lahlumlenze was definitely just, we kind of just had to do that one. You know, it's one of people's favorite songs.
Well, congratulations are obviously in order. This is like, huge for Thandi. So I think we've all just been waiting for her to come on that specific platform, especially for the legend that she is. So yeah, I definitely look forward to also hearing her album that's coming out soon. And yeah, all the best, obviously, with everything else that she has in her career, coming for her career. Not that she needs the all the best and the luck and everything else, but anyway. Moving right along in some other music news, Gogo's Kotseni has released her first single. What? So she has a single out. We all know that. Okay, if you don't know, she is a popular sangoma, but she did venture into the music space, first becoming a DJ. Afro pop, Afro tech has been the kind of music that she's been into. And now she's like, no, I've learned how to DJ and I want to learn how to produce. And hence we're seeing her release her first song. So let me also make sure that we have this on the record. She did not necessarily produce this specific song, okay? But in terms of, you know, influence, of course, you could be like, oh, can you put this beat on? Oh, can you do this? Just instructing the actual producer to do what they have to do. Not that that's new. We do know that in this industry, a lot of people just put their names on the songs. That ain't new. It's not even like me trying to be spicy. But of course, that's how Gogo's Kotseni went about releasing her first song. Because, come on, you just learned how to DJ now. You can't say now you can be on the same, you know, caliber or standard or whatever skill set that, let's say, Murder has. But anyway, the song is actually pretty nice. So I hope you go have a listen. I did have a chat to her about it. Quite interesting enough, she went into saying that she's been in a dark space and this is how this song came about. She's trying to say that the song has to do with accepting, you know, the kind of what is it? The life that you are in, the kind of what? Hi, Aslalin, what did she have to say about this?
I've been on a very dark journey with myself. Questioning a lot of things that was happening, especially with my son's condition, my son being sick, you know. And also in this journey of ubungoma, you'll end up doing witchcraft and two other things, you understand? So I think it's one of the darkest journeys that I think I've been in as a healer myself. So I've been a child of God. I've given myself my life to God before. But obviously, as a child of God, there are certain things, which is the witchcraft part, that I think I shouldn't have done, but I did. So I eventually had to rebuild my relationship with God because I saw his mess upon my life, that through it all, he remained faithful. He became God, you know. He became the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So it's me rebuilding my relationship with him. I'm not going to stop being a healer, but it's because I now had to differentiate being a healer and being a witch, of which being a healer, it's what I chose. And it goes along with God. So I am a Zangoma that believes in God and that puts God in everything that I do. I love God and he loves me too. I've seen him. I've seen his mess. I've seen how he welcomes me. So I chose drum pop because as I told him what I want, he understood. I've been approached by a lot of producers, but he understood the type of genre that I like and the type of message that I want to give out to the world. This song does not only dedicate you to God only. It also speaks about relationship, as I was facing a lot in my relationship. So when you say ndiyakwamkela, you can yamkela yourself back into your own being single, or you can yamkela your boyfriend, or you can yamkela your husband back, or you can yamkela God. So it's whatever that oyamkela empilweni yakho.
Right. So she did also get into the fact that she was in a dark space, as I mentioned, which is, I think she's made headlines with regards to her relationship with her thinking of filing for divorce. But she's obviously telling us that, no, me and my hubby are actually pretty okay right now. We're working through it. God is by my side. She said that she left witchcraft. And I want to also emphasize this, because when I said this on a different platform, they were like, what are you saying? No, Gogo's Kotseni, with her own words, said that no, I was doing witchcraft. And that's because she's been trying, after seeking God, she then understood the demarcation between being a healer and being isangoma. So Ati, being being a healer, which is a sangoma, versus being a witch. And a witch is when, according to her, when you give muti for itito or other evil types of muti. She says that she's since repented and she's now understanding that she can still be a sangoma, still heal, and not touch the dark side of the spiritual realm. And that's on that. Moving outside of music news, I will start off by asking, when last did we actually get to see a celebrity boxing match? I mean, Casper, we've been waiting for another one. A lot of artists have been teasing towards, you know, getting into the ring together. Obviously, there's been King Monada. I think Big Zulu has been quite active in, like, making that happen as well. But now his opponent, who won the fight that he had, obviously, with the Inkabi, Uphumlani Ntshilo, who's Nzuzo Ntshilo's brother, by the way, and he's very fine too. He will be getting into the ring with Skimsam actor Puloso Mohlala. Now, if you don't know Puloso, you should have to. I think you would have to be a real Skimsam avid watcher. He really made a left a mark on Skimsam. But if you're just a person who just reads headlines, you will know him for being Somizi Mhlongo's alleged ex, right? But we're not there. We're not as kolapo. So yesterday they did officially sign, and the fight is definitely happening. It's happening this April between the 15th and the 21st. There will be a number of other bouts that will be taking place, but obviously in terms of celebrity, that's the one of the fights. But it's not just the men who will be getting into the ring. Reality TV star Inomuro Long will also be getting into the ring with Ashley Ogle. That's rapper Delisa's ex-girlfriend. I just have to give you context. I'm not giving spice. It's just context. Yeah, so I can't wait to see you know, these people back in the ring, or rather for Phumlani, that is. Phumlani, I know, will definitely take this. I think he has quite a lot of experience. I'm not saying Puloso, you know, are gonna experience whatever. We've seen him doing stunts on television and all of that. I think he kind of seemed nervous. But for Phumlani, I've seen him fight. I feel like he's definitely gonna take it. That's my bet. You know, we'll obviously see what the fate is at the end of this, or at the when they actually get into the ring together. When it comes to Inomuro Long and Ashley, now this one is kind of an interesting one. I'm not sure which side to take. Because when I look at Ashley, I'm like, girl, you're so tiny, like super tiny. I feel like I could just like flick you over and you just like be on the floor. But she's been boxing for quite some time. And of course, this is more of about skill. For Ino, obviously, Ulilimi, she talks a lot and her body's kind of big-ish. So you kind of feel like she can overpower Ashley. So that one I can't really predict. I don't know who my money is on. I'll say Ashley, just mostly because she's been in the ring before. And, you know, Masa Kant, they don't play. All right, so the man to thank for this celebrity boxing match, or for making it happen, is President Cyril Ramaphosa's son, Tumelo, who we spoke to. He said he's into martial arts, and he was like, let's just make this happen again and do it at a bigger scale. Let's listen to what he had to say.
I've been a mixed martial arts fan, you know, for a very long time. And, you know, I'm a UFC fan. I train with actually the current EFC bantamweight champ. So for me, you know, fight promotion, you know, seeing the kind of evolution over the past 20 years of the Ultimate Fighter Championship and seeing how the president has grown and evolved the business, I'd been very inspired in terms of what he had done. And I saw this as a opportunity for us as Studics, you know, as a high protein meat snack, you know, supplement for high protein needs and for performance and sports, to be aligned with sports, you know, as I mean, you know, more bigger combat sports. So we actually partnered with the International Boxing Association last month when I went to Russia. And, you know, they were hosting this Nelson Mandela Cup. So we've partnered with them as one of the local organizing committees. As a co-local organizing committee to help them accentuate this. So then we thought, look, the best way to do this was to promote this event, and that being the vehicle of celebrity boxing, which is now, you know, kind of a feature in the last 2 years in South Africa, has gained a lot of traction. And we thought, look, it would be wonderful for us to actually host our first, you know, celebrity boxing, which will be online pay-per-view, very first of its kind, which also we have global exposure. And, you know, this would be more about inclusion of, you know, female fighters. So we've got a female feature, a co-main event, you know, addressing issues, gender-based violence, you know, women empowerment, you know, women in combat sports, and also just, you know, women doing it, you know. And then also our main event, which is Ngilo, comes from his 8-fight victory streak, and also his title, sorry, his victory from with Big Zulu. And, you know, and then we've also got Puluso, who's from Scheme Sam, you know, very talented and very influential. And that's kind of, you know, a nice symbiosis of, you know, amateur professional, well, amateur businessman who's a boxer, you know, on an amateur level, which is Gilo. And then you have Puluso, who's now coming in and now who's a celebrity. And then they come and clash. But when you look at it from an inclusion aspect, you know, this is more relatable. And that's why when you look at why has boxing grown so much is because it's more relatable. We can relate more to the people that fight. They're not just, you know, people we don't know, we can't relate to. So that's where, you know, the kind of inspiration came from, you know, to kind of give our iteration of celebrity boxing.
Right, that's that on that. Look forward to it. But speaking of throwing hands, getting violent, you know, punches, Sheva Shit has shed light on why he's been having these public altercations with his fans, supposedly. So he sat down with El Tito recently, saying that, no, man, these videos, you guys cut them. And I feel like you guys have been judging me. The only issue here is that the people that I'm fighting with, they're provoking me because they're under the influence. But in actual fact, they are my fans. And the reason why I decided to retaliate is because I feel like they just want me to just starve and like lose my job. So I'm basically, this is me quoting him, by the way. He's saying that he just wants to sober them up by giving them just one little smack. Because if he was really trying to have a fight, it would really actually go down. And of course, because he's been, you know, he's a convict. He definitely does not want to get on the wrong side of the law. He did mention that, no, he does not carry a gun. He does not carry a knife. And there have been, and well, according to him, one of the people who tried to get into an altercation with him did have a knife, but he just knocked him out with a little slap. So shout out to him for that one. I think somebody must step in. And I think when I actually watched that interview, for me, it was a matter of, yes, you are used to this other side of the life and now you're in the entertainment industry. People should definitely give you a little bit more knowledge as to how to conduct yourself now as a brand so you can actually attract more brands. So he also spoke of how, like DJ Maphorisa, when he was recording with him, failed to tell him that there's something called a spreadsheet and his music went out without his knowledge, but he was just a feature. And of course, Maphorisa, because by virtue of him recording the stuff at his studio, he owned the masters and everything else. So for me, as El Tudo said, that DJ Maphorisa should have stepped in and definitely gave him a little bit of knowledge about what the music industry has to give. But I think in general, I think some sort of a grootman, somebody must just talk to him and say, you know, sometimes you just have to be, yeah, just have your tail in between your legs and just walk away. You don't have to show that you can throw hands as an adult, for one, but as a brand altogether, there's too much at stake, especially when you are still, you know, on the come up. So yeah, I think somebody should definitely step in, but that's that on that. Hopefully people will stop, or the fans will stop provoking him as well, so that he can just put some food on the table, as he said. Now, as we all know, we're coming from the wrap of Big Brother. Oh, finally, Azaya Pela, actually, because after Yolanda left that show, I honestly just stopped paying attention. What was the point? What were we actually watching? Anyway, Mac Jr. walked away with the 2 million rand. But the conversation this week was different. This is because Big Brother Titans, which is the former season before Big Brother Siyamosha, the contestants Unana and Justin went on social media alluding to the fact that they might some contestants might not have been paid. Now we all know that Nana, or maybe not all, because I don't think we all watched the Titans season, but I did. Nana won some weekly games there, which obviously you could win like 5,000 rand and a couple of rands and wada wada. She kept on winning a number of weekly games. So she alluded that, no, these companies, how dare they come with another season whilst I still have not been paid. But then it begged the question, did Khosi get paid? Because of course, after she won the Big Brother Titans, she did kind of mention that, no man, I haven't gotten my money yet. And which had her Khosi reigns, which are her fans, contribute to, you know, some monetary checks, nyana, for her to survive. But we spoke to her and this is what she had to say.
When I woke up this morning, I saw there was like a back and forth about having received my money and all of that. And when I hadn't received my money, I was very outspoken about that. Mm. So I think it's also fair that I make it clear that I actually did receive my money. I received it 2 months after the show, which according to contract is just within time. When you sign the contract to go into the house, they specify that you get your money 3 months after the show, 1 to 3 months after the show. So it was well in the time frame I had signed for. Those who say they haven't received their money, I'm not sure about that. But I've certainly received mine, I mean, almost a year ago,
Definitely paid. She went on to just post an entire bank statement. Atinang, I'm a million. I got them. So I think it's just about understanding your contract, one. And two, be careful when you are dealing with brands. Maybe have you approached them before going on Twitter, questioning us or telling us this juice? I think people should be careful with how they, you know, decide to talk about, you know, money when it comes to, you know, because these are contracts. But she said her contract is over and that's why she's running her mouth. So hopefully she'll be paid at some point if she hasn't been. I obviously went and tried to get comment and I'm still waiting for comment. Hence, the article still says it will be included, but enough time was given. So have they been paid? Are they not paid? Why are they not paid? We don't know. But Khosi Thwala, the winner of Big Brother Titans, did say that she got her 1.8 million. And of course, Mac Jr. has not yet received his 2 million. It does not come in, as Khosi said, just as in immediately after the show ends. It is in a span of 1 to 3 months, according to her. And I think that actually does make sense because it also is a big sum amount of money. Speaking of money, coins, Panintuli has been making trends list ever since last week up until today, guys. We're still talking about her. This is after she was applauded for her debut on Jozi FM's mid-morning chat show. The radio personality ditched Gagasi FM after disclosing that they offered her to renew her contract for a monthly salary of 2.8. Shmoney! One thing about the media industry or the entertainment industry, at like in general, you definitely have to have a side hustle, but this 2.8 also is a little bit come on, like Gagasi, we are like questioning y'all, what's up, how did that happen? Well, I'm glad that Upeni has found a home. And of course, on social media, people have been rallying behind her, saying that she is definitely a treasure that we must take care of. We must just look after her and everything else. Right, congratulations are in order for her. So yeah, all the best with her career. Actually look forward to seeing what else will come out of her speaking up about this. But of course, as I said, guys, when you talk about shmoney online, you must just be careful of how you decide to do it. But of course, for her, it meant a job after that. So hopefully other people are open to working with her at big brands without thinking that she might disclose some other stuff that maybe a little bit too sensitive for the public. Last but not least, guys, DaBaby, the US rapper, is finally coming to South Africa, our land. This is according to a video that was shared. I do know the events people, so I do know that it's definitely on good record that he's coming to SA. He will be coming to perform at Mary Fitzgerald Square in Newtown, Johannesburg, on April 27th to celebrate Freedom Day. DaBaby, Freedom Day. I don't know how that came together. But anyway, he did say that he wanted to come and celebrate in a special way because this is after, in September last year, we were expecting DaBaby. Then they had to postpone his event to November. Then November, jiggy jiggy, hi, he's not coming anymore. And that was amid the Burna Boy concert also being cancelled. So I hope he's definitely going to be showing up this time around. I did see Nadia Nakai also posted that she'll be one of the supporting acts that will be coming through. I know Young Stunna, DJ Maphorisa, and Gabza also will be some of the supporting acts. So that means it's going to be a jump. I think the supporting acts will bring more hype to the fact that DaBaby's coming. I think there's not a lot of people that know DaBaby, or maybe it's just us, the 2000s. I say us because I'm not that far from the 2000s, right? Yeah, so I look forward to this one. Obviously, US rapper coming into South Africa. Let's just all give him a warm welcome. And let's also go and support our local acts, which are, as I said, Maphorisa, Gabza, and Nadia Kai, and all of those. But that's it for this week's pod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast review and subscribe for free on Ayono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisa Live. This Chisa Pod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.